I really dove in to study the commercial paint so thoroughly that I wanted to continue this exploration of just trying to figure out how color and communication can work together through a commercial material like interior house paint chips.
So I see you continue that work even after getting your degree then.
Because not only did I still have material, but I was still very excited about exploring what I can do because I feel like there's no limit with working with something that's commercial because it's always changing. There's always, a new series or a new collection coming out. It doesn't matter what kind of material it is, but there's always something being updated, and you can always continue that exploration with the new that's coming out.
So paint companies are keeping you hopping. New words, new colors.
Always,
What
yeah.
have you? What has got struck your fancy in the last year then?
What struck my fancy is how itemized some of these color names are, and how you can almost imagine in your own eyes or your own mind, your own association of the color names and what visual do you come up with. So, an April sky or a sunbird, for instance. So, in your own mind, you can visualize what things can come together in this scene that you can create just through looking through, flipping through the color swatch book at the hardware store.
As you say the word sunbird, I'm looking over your shoulder. There's a goose hanging on that wall. So we're going from the real literal right behind you, but to your work, which is the opposite of that, I would think.
Yeah, it's definitely more conceptual.
And are they all are they different companies of paint then that you're using this year?
No, it's my loyalty to True Value.
Or?
It's
Okay.
kind of pumping these out, and the Hammer Weekend hardware store graciously donated all their last paint swatches. I don't know if you know that they've switched over from True Value paint to Do It Best and Sherwin-Williams. So they redid their entire paint section because of the company switch.
So you were able to take advantage of that, of getting all their swatches.
Yeah, you could say that. I was graciously took those right over from
Right.
them.
And is it all going to be in this one room, in this small room off the side of the museum?
Yeah, Kathy kind of reinvented the museum and created this art room. And it is small and it does feel kind of like I don't know, like a little sanctuary of some sort. And I wasn't sure exactly how that would work for me, but then I sat and started to think about it. And as you look at my work on the wall, they are only inches apart, a few inches apart, which makes it feel a little crammed. And because there's eight and I'm only using two of the four walls, I really wanted them to feel almost overwhelming. Like you step into this little room and you're able to be almost surrounded by the discussion I'm trying to create here.
You're forced to think about it without the other parts of the museum encroaching, I guess.
Right, and the key thing for the viewer is to step up right up next to it and read. There's a little bit of reading that goes involved with my work. So it's a combination of reading a painting and seeing a painting. So I like that kind of crossover. I had a lot of fun just flipping through the swatches that were available and finding out how I can combine the color names. And again, what my work behind my work is color is secondary. The inspiration is simply the words or the names that are connected to the color. So the color, again, is kind of what comes out of it. The word, the names of the colors is what makes the combination or the association of this landscape or this still life. So I really had a lot of fun picking and choosing and trying to be a little bit funny here or trying to be super serious there in some of these pieces. So you can find humor within each work, I believe.